Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive, where we, deep dive into all the things you need to know. Today, we're unpacking this recent ransomware attack on Casio.
Casio.
Yeah, Casio. Now, you might be thinking...
Like the calculator people.
Exactly. Like the calculator people.
Wow.
But trust me, this one, it hits close to home for anyone who's ever, like, shopped online.
Which is everyone.
Probably all of us. Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, this is a fascinating attack because it really shows how vulnerable we are. Even those of us or companies like Casio with decades of tech experience can fall prey to these things.
Right. And we've got their official statement right here, fresh off the presses.
Fresh.
And we're going to break it down, figure out exactly what went down.
Yeah. What data's safe? What data might not be safe? And most importantly, what can you do to protect yourself?
Because if a company like Casio can get hit, it makes you wonder, like, how safe is any of our data online?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
This really emphasizes the fact that we need to be proactive about our online security.
So let's rewind back to October 8th, 2024. Casio systems get hit with ransomware. And we're not just talking any ransomware.
No.
We're talking about that notorious Kronos variant, known for its aggressive encryption methods and a nasty habit of targeting backups.
Oh, yeah, making data recovery a nightmare.
A nightmare. And what's even more concerning is this Kronos thing has been linked to a whole bunch of attacks recently on supply chain companies. So is it possible that Casio was targeted as part of a bigger, like a more coordinated thing?
It's definitely a possibility. Investigators are going to be looking at that closely.
So this wasn't just some random hit. This was like strategic.
Potentially, yeah.
Now, Casio didn't actually publicly disclose this attack until October 11th. And it wasn't until November 8th that they started sending out emails to potentially affected customers.
Wow.
So that begs the question, shouldn't companies be more transparent? Especially when sensitive data is at stake.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? This delay is unfortunately common practice, though. It really raises concerns about transparency and response time. Companies prioritize internal assessments and damage control before telling customers.
Which leaves us, you know, in the dark wondering if our data is floating around out there.
Right.
And speaking of data, this is where it gets personal. Casio confirmed that names, addresses, and email addresses were accessed. Now, that might seem like very basic info.
Right.
But in the wrong hands.
It's a gold mine. Your name and email address are the keys to unlocking a whole host of other accounts. And with your physical address, it's not just about phishing emails anymore.
Oh.
We're talking about targeted attacks even offline.
So this goes way beyond just changing our passwords.
Absolutely. This kind of data breach can have real-world consequences.
Okay, before I spiral into a full-blown panic attack, is there any good news here? Anything that gives us a glimmer of hope?
Well, for now, Casio insists that passwords and payment information appear to be safe. They haven't found any evidence of those specific data sets being compromised.
Okay, that's a small sigh of relief. But I'm hearing a but coming.
Rightfully so. Investigations are still ongoing. And cyber criminals are masters of deception. Remember, we're dealing with the Kronos ransomware, which is known for its stealth and ability to remain dormant for extended periods.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So what is Casio actually doing to address this mess and, more importantly, prevent it from happening again? They mentioned working with cybersecurity experts, but what does that actually entail?
Well, it's not just one person sitting at a computer. It's a whole team of specialists. Yeah. You've got your incident response experts who are like the first responders containing the damage and figuring out what happened. Then you have the forensics team, the detectives that analyze the attack, tracing its origins, looking for clues. And you can't forget about the security architects who are rebuilding defenses, plugging the holes, making sure this doesn't happen again.
So it's a whole operation, a cyber SWAT team.
Exactly. It's a very complex and multifaceted response.
Wow.
It's not just about reacting to this specific attack, but learning from it, strengthening their overall security for the future.
Well, that all sounds impressive. But is it actually enough? Actions speak louder than words, right? What concrete steps are they taking to make sure our data is actually secure?
That's the million-dollar question, and unfortunately, we won't have a definitive answer right away. Investigations take time. Security enhancements are a continuous process.
So we're playing the waiting game. But in the meantime, what can WE do to protect ourselves? Because it sounds like we can't just rely on companies to keep our data safe.
You're absolutely right. We need to take ownership of our online security. It's not just about reacting to breaches after they happen, but being proactive and minimizing our risk.
Okay, so besides changing our passwords and hoping for the best, what can we actually do?
Well, the first step is to monitor your accounts like a hawk. Any unusual activity, flag it immediately.
Got it. What else?
Change your passwords, especially if you've used the same one across multiple platforms. And yes, I know remembering a million different passwords is a nightmare, which is why you need a password manager. It's like a digital vault for your password, so you only need to remember one master password.
Okay, that makes sense. A password vault. Got to get me one of those. What else can we do to stay safe out there?
Be extra vigilant about phishing attempts. This is where those stolen names and email addresses come into play. Cybercriminals can use them to craft incredibly convincing phishing emails that look like they're coming from legitimate sources. So don't click on any links or open attachments from senders you don't recognize, even if they look official.
I know. But these phishing emails are getting so sophisticated these days. How can we spot the fakes?
It's true. They are getting better at mimicking real emails, but there are always telltale signs. Look for typos, grammatical errors, suspicious email addresses. Hover over links before clicking to see the actual URL. And remember, legitimate companies will never ask for your password or personal information over email.
Okay, good advice. Anything else we should be looking out for?
Absolutely. This is where it gets a little more technical, but bear with me. Cybercriminals are using a technique called spoofing to make their emails appear to come from trusted senders. They can manipulate the from address to perfectly match the real deal. So it's not enough to just glance at the sender's name. You need to carefully examine the entire email address.
Wow, they really are getting sneaky.
Right.
Okay, so we're monitoring our accounts, changing passwords, and scrutinizing every email like a detective. Anything else?
If a service offers two-factor authentication, enable it. Don't just dismiss it because it seems like an extra step. Uh-huh. It adds an extra layer of security, making it much harder for unauthorized access. Think of it as a bodyguard for your accounts.
Right, like a digital bouncer checking IDs at the door.
Yeah.
I like that analogy. So we've covered the basics, but I'm guessing there's a whole lot more to this cybersecurity puzzle.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we're here, to dive deeper into those complexities and give you the knowledge you need to stay ahead of the curve.
Well, I'm all ears. Let's unpack this thing.
Great. So let's talk about something called social engineering. So social engineering, okay. This is where psychology meets cybersecurity.
Oh, interesting.
It's the art of manipulating people into revealing confidential information or granting access to systems.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Think of it as the human element of cybersecurity.
Okay.
Cybercriminals use our emotions, our trust,
right,
our natural desire to be helpful against us. They might impersonate a colleague or a trusted authority figure to gain our confidence.
Oh, sneaky.
They might even use scare tactics or create a sense of urgency,
right,
to pressure us into making rash decisions.
So it's not just about like technical hacks. It's about exploiting human vulnerabilities.
Exactly. And that's what makes social engineering so dangerous.
Rob.
It bypasses all the technical defenses and targets our weakest link, ourselves.
So how do we protect ourselves from these psychological manipulators?
Awareness is key.
Okay.
Be skeptical of any unsolicited requests for information, even if they seem to come from a trusted source. Verify requests through a separate channel, like a phone call or a text message.
Yeah.
And most importantly, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
It's like that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
But I guess in this case, it's more like if it sounds too urgent or too scary, it's probably a trap.
Precisely. And remember, cybercriminals are constantly evolving their tactics.
Yeah.
They're getting more sophisticated, more creative, and more persuasive. So we need to stay vigilant and stay informed.
Okay. I'm starting to see a pattern here. It's not just about like setting strong passwords and enabling two-factor authentication. It's about adopting a security mindset, a constant awareness of the risks,
yeah,
and a willingness to question everything.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Okay, good.
It's about becoming active participants in our own online security.
I'm starting to feel less like a victim and more like a warrior.
Yes.
A cyber warrior armed with knowledge and ready to fight back.
That's the spirit. And that brings us back to Cassio and their response to this attack.
Right. They've issued a formal apology, acknowledging the stress and inconvenience this breach has caused their customers.
Yeah.
But is that enough?
Apologies are important, but actions speak louder than words.
Right.
We need to see a genuine commitment to transparency, accountability,
yeah,
and most importantly, long-term security improvements.
So we're watching closely, Cassio.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding you accountable.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond Cassio.
Right.
This incident should be a wake-up call for all companies that handle sensitive data.
Right.
Cybersecurity is not just a technical issue. It's a business imperative.
Well said. So let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a little closer to home. Our listeners, our fellow cyber warriors,
mm-hmm,
What are the key takeaways, the actionable steps they can take right now to protect themselves?
Okay, here's the breakdown. First, even big established companies can be targets. No one is immune.
Right.
Second, basic personal information like your name, address, and email is valuable to cyber criminals. Yeah. Protect it fiercely. Third, take control of your online security. Strong passwords, a password manager, two-factor authentication, make them your digital allies.
Okay, that's a great starting point.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling you've got more wisdom to share.
You know me too well. Let's talk about something called digital hygiene.
Right.
So digital hygiene,
okay.
Think of it as the online equivalent of washing your hands. It's about developing good habits that protect your digital well-being.
Okay, I'm listening. Give me the rundown on good digital hygiene.
It starts with being mindful of what you share online. Think before you post. Be selective about the information you reveal on social media, in online forms, and on websites. The less you put out there, the less there is to be compromised.
So it's about like minimizing our digital footprint.
Exactly.
Being strategic about what we leave behind.
And regularly review the privacy settings on your accounts. Make sure you understand what data you're sharing and with whom.
Yeah.
Don't just blindly click accept on those cookie notices.
Oh, yeah.
Take a moment to understand what you're agreeing to.
I'm guilty of that. I just click through those things without even reading them.
We all do it, but it's worth taking the time to understand the implications. Your data is valuable, and you have the right to control how it's used.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling this is more about taking control of our online lives, not just reacting to breaches when they happen.
That's the key takeaway here. We can't rely solely on companies to protect our data. We need to be proactive and informed participants in our own online security.
So we're all in this together, fighting the good fight against cybercrime.
In a way, yes. It's a shared responsibility. Companies need to step up their security game, and we as individuals need to be informed and vigilant.
I'm feeling empowered, not paranoid.
That's the spirit. Knowledge is power. The more we understand the risks, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves.
You know, it's funny. We started this deep dive talking about Casio watches and calculators, and we've ended up having this much bigger conversation about digital citizenship.
That's the beauty of these deep dives. We start with a specific topic, and it often leads us to these broader, more profound insights.
And those insights are invaluable. They can make a real difference in how we navigate the digital world.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a final thought, something to ponder as they venture forth into the digital wilderness. If something as established as Casio can be hit, how safe is your data online?
That's a chilling thought, but it's a reality we need to confront. And by taking the steps we've discussed today, we can at least minimize our risk and navigate the digital world with confidence.
Well said. And remember, knowledge is power, and in the digital age, that power is more important than ever.
Couldn't have said it better myself. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive. Stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, stay safe out there in the digital world.